is time to exit. Where? Exit 31, that is.
Welcome to Exit 31. I am your host, Jose, and today I wanted to talk about moving towards that next step with your significant other, meaning whether it's getting engaged or getting married. I think personally in my relationship, my girlfriend wants to get married and she wants to have kids and all the above. And I think that's fine and all, but I think it comes with requirements. I think it comes with basically giving up certain things and compromising is a big deal in a relationship, especially within that next step. If you know there's something that your partner doesn't like, I think you should at least try to see what that is and figure it out, because in the long run that may never last. That one thing that you know that is hurting your significant other can kill your relationship right in front of you. For instance, I know my partner, she likes to do certain things that aggravates the hell out of me. But I know deep down that she would try to change because she wants to be with me. But in that same breath, there are some people that don't want to change and they just want to be the same person they are and they don't want to grow. And I feel like that's what comes with the relationship is growth. If you want to stay the same person you are, you want to be where you're at, and you don't want to try to at least grow from personal endeavors or just roundabouts, I think that within a relationship, it comes with. I think that, in all honesty, relationship. Should just be people that are committed to each other. If you're gonna lie, if you're gonna cheat, if you're gonna go out there and do the other person wrong, then why be in a relationship with them? Why even try? Why even smile in their face when you know you're out there cheating and you know you're out there doing wrong and this person's actually at home or at work trying to make an honest living to come home to you? It sucks because it's real and there are people out there that do that. They think that they're smarter than that person, or they think the person's dumb, but no, they're not. They're playing along and they know what's really going on. They just stick around because they love that person. That's it. That's how I look at it, as they stick around because they love that person. Not because they want to be with that person. Not because they don't know what's going on. Not because they don't know the other person is playing them for a fool and thinking that everything's all hee hee ha ha's. It's not. It will never be. As long as I live, I know that I'm not a perfect person. And I know in relationships, I've never been a perfect person. I've had a lot of instances where I've cheated and I've done a lot of mean things and hurtful things to the person that I love. But that's in the past. Me as a person now, in the relationship I am now, I'm actually trying to do the best I can. I'm keeping my head above water and not walking on eggshells. I'm just trying to be best me I can be for me, for that person. I believe it comes with experience, and I believe it comes with maturity as time goes on. I think that people should mature and distance themselves from things and people that are just bringing them down and that don't want to see them grow and develop. That's my honest opinion. Anyway, thank you. I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.